going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With 4 picks in the top 72, fair to assume that you can find 3 players who can either start or have a major impact?
Yeah. Yep, and if the board falls the right way, I think there's opportunity at 4.
I feel really confident where we're at. I think this one's going to be a little wild, but we're going to be prepared for all the different scenarios that pop up.
The Score Midday Show, 10-2 on 670 The Score.
It is draft day on 670 The Score, and we are excited to have our guest in studio. It is Herb Howard. We love to talk to you about everything, whether it's the NBA and the trends of three-pointers, which apparently players agree with you about.
Oh, my goodness.
Mostly football, because you ask such great questions all the time in press conferences, and just life. So he is in studio with us. He's the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs. He is at Herb Howard 411 on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Herb, thanks for joining us.
What's going on? Thank y'all for having me down here.
What is the 411? What's going on with this draft, man? I mean, it's real slow moving, and it feels like a ticking time bomb. And then you heard what Ryan Poles said. It's going to be wild.
Yeah, you know, every year as it gets closer, you just start to hear more and more rumors, more and more trends. This player's shooting up the board. This player sliding down the board. And everybody's got an agenda. The agents have an agenda. The teams have an agenda, right? So, you know, you never really know, like, what's just noise and what's an actual tip of something that may actually occur tonight. So I'm just looking forward to it, man. As far as the Bears go, it's one of the rare times where I really don't have a great feel for what they're going to do. Like, they can do so many things because of what they've already done this offseason that it's really kind of up in the air of what they're actually going to do.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I feel like there are teams that say they've put themselves in a position to draft the best player available, but I think the Bears actually showed you how they are able to do that right now.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They came like a month or two ago, we'd have all said, okay, they have to address the offensive line. They have to address the defensive line at 10, one of the two. And now, sure, they still need some things there, but if they end up with a playmaker, nobody's going to be upset about that. Whereas before, I'd have been like, no, they don't have the luxury of going to get a player like an Ashton Jeanty or even a Tyler Warren at the time. Now I think both of those guys are in play for you, depending on what happens in front of them.
What's the likelihood, you think, that one of those guys is actually available at 10?
I think Tyler Warren could get there. I don't really think Ashton Jeanty could get to 10. I don't really see that. But I think Tyler Warren could get there if they actually take the quarterbacks. If Shedeur Sanders goes along with Cam Ward, of course you got the other guys at the top, and then you get into those tackles. Will Campbell? Does anybody take Membo earlier than maybe some people think they will? Then maybe I could see a case where Tyler Warren gets to 10. I don't really see that for Jeanty.
It seems like it doesn't matter what year it is. Quarterbacks drive the draft, and mainly because even if they're not the best players available, because we all. BPA, best player available. If you need a quarterback, you need a quarterback.
Period.
And if you see someone you think can be the quarterback, you're more likely to roll the dice at that position than any other position as far as reaching. And We know Cam Ward's going to be the number one pick for the Tennessee Titans. That's sure. that's what we know. We know Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, and whatever were is going to probably be yeah. 2-3. And somebody may at the last second trade up to get there, but that's kind of what we know. After that, it is a free-for-all, and we don't even know if there will be another quarterback drafted in the first round. What are your feelings about all this quarterback talk heading into the day of?
I just think it's interesting, specifically when you look at what's happening with Shadur, right? You watch his tape, you look at his stats, he checks the boxes, right? But then you say, well, he's not that tall. Well, he's never been that tall. You know what I mean? And so I always feel that way when they talk about this with these quarterbacks, whether it's Kyler Murray or whoever. It's like, well, he's not that tall. Well, he wasn't that tall when he was an All-American in high school. And he wasn't that tall when he became a first-round pick. Like, it just is what it is. I think he's checked all the boxes. I think he's a great teammate. I think he's someone who could handle being the face of a franchise, maybe in a market like New York. I think he could handle that because, you know, he was kind of brought up in it. He seems to do well with that. And so, you know, I don't think he has a rocket arm, but I think he's very accurate. I think he knows the game at a high level. And so I don't understand, you know, some of the things that go on when they start to talk about, you know, nitpicking his game and why he may slide down the board and maybe Jackson Dart jumps up and he becomes the number two quarterback. You just never know. You got to wait and see what that first domino is to fall.
Oh, I'm smiling. And you know why. Why Shadur Sanders would fall down the board and why Jackson Dart would move up the board.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's the reason?
There's subtext there.
What's
there's
the subtext?
Bias.
Say more.
I thought we were past that. You know what I mean?
Like, I didn't.
When I was growing up, you know, playing the position and having my own aspirations, it was just rare. It was like, you guys can't think the game. Y'all can just run around. It's like, I can't run at all. Like, you know what I mean?
I like the self-awareness.
You know what I mean? Like, but that was the perception. And then I thought we got to a point where that's not really the case. You look around the league and there's just so many black quarterbacks that are playing the game at a high level, both as dual threat quarterbacks and also as pocket passers. And so, you know, it'd be nice for that not to be a thing. You know what I mean? I felt like we had gotten there, but then maybe not.
I'm not necessarily saying that's the case, mm-hmm. but I do think we should always think about factors that would play into that.
If
you can't answer the question as watching as much ball as you do and knowing right. as much ball as you do,
right.
then you begin to wonder. And, you know, there is representation at the player level, but what about at the talent evaluation level?
Mm. Well, I wonder.
And even like the prognosticators about the draft level, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder even also when you're looking at the quarterbacks specifically, some people are apt to focus on the positives
sure.
and others will
yep.
focus on the negatives. And I'm like, where's the balance there?
That's where it needs to be.
From player to player, it seems like you're really high on him because of this and you're really low on him because of this, even though he can do these things. And even though the player that you're real high on, he has some faults as well. Everybody's got faults.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are a few perfect players.
No.
I think in this draft, there might be three, Travis Hunter. There's Carter. And then who else would you say is a prototype? Like, that guy, I want him because I think he can be a Hall of Famer on my team.
Those are the only two, right? I know the tape on Ashton Jeanty looks good, but there's a legitimate question about the level of competition.
Right.
That's a legitimate question. I love his tape. It looks phenomenal, right? He could potentially be one of those generational running backs. I'm not saying he can't. But Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, they check every box in terms of what you see on tape, who they played against. Like, all of that stuff shows up for them, and the only question about Jeanty would be level of competition.
I want to ask you this personal question. I don't even know if I got your answer on this, but I have declared myself a Power Four supremacist.
Okay,
and what that means is if you didn't do it in the Power Four here in the NIL era, I don't know if I trust what you did.
NIL era part is key.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Like that's why I feel like I have to be a Power Four supremacist at this time,
yeah.
based on what you said. If you played against a Mountain West schedule, like, you might be great.
No knock.
No knock, but I just know when I see the Power Four guys going again, I know what their schedules look like,
yeah.
especially if you played in the Big Ten or in the SEC, right?
Yeah.
And so I look at Ashton Jeanty, and I'm just kind of like, yes, you broke a lot of tackles, but the guys who were trying to tackle you, how good were they?
Could you get 200 on Georgia?
Yeah.
Like,
that's it. That's the bar. Like, that's the, if you're trying to figure out the standard, that's mm-hmm. the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the college game, think about how much missed tackles factor into how we evaluate the college players
right.
overall. In conferences like the SEC, we're still talking about how quarterbacks fix busted plays. Those plays don't bust in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, so you're with me? Are you on my bandwagon? Are you part of my ministry?
I mean, I've just been there. I've been there, but like there are talents, at least in the past, who would supersede it. And you knew based on what you were seeing. You would know a non-conference schedule, for example. Like this guy is showing out in August in 0 week or week one or two. Then you know exactly what you're
playing. North Texas, you know what it is.
And we had some go pro.
Really, if you play against Mississippi State, you know what it is too. And that's actually an SEC team.
But that's the point is you know who's standing out there. I think Ashton Jeanty is the recipient of some good timing here.
Sure.
Because Saquon Barkley put everybody on notice and said, you really want to undervalue me? Look what happens. Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And at a time where there was a dip in the value of the position, I think the NFL is now reckoning with that. But also, there are some excellent running backs in this draft.
It's a deep class.
And that's a big part of it to me. I often am not just thinking about who they're drafting. I'm thinking about how expensive it's going to be to retain that person.
Sure.
Or what's the likelihood of you filling that spot, especially on the offensive line, be a free agent.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
On a first-round pick, you want them to be on your team for a decade. That's
They're the album cover, right?
You want them to get the second contract. So
yes.
That part of it, I'm okay with. Like, if you come out and you earn a $100 million second contract, great, because these first 4 years must have went really, really well. You know what I mean? So I'm okay with that part of it. But when you start to talk about, you know, how deep is the class at a particular position, right, versus other positions of need. This isn't a ready-made, complete roster. Sure, they've addressed some of their holes, but they still have some. This isn't a team that's ready to legitimately compete for a Super Bowl in 2025. And so you start to weigh things out. Do I want a running back when maybe I can get another one, you know, in the second or third round? They've got four in the top 72. That's a good place to be in. And so if you don't think other positions are that deep, maybe you address them sooner.
I also want to ask you this. When you heard Ryan Poles say, it can get crazy in the draft, what did you think when he said that?
I just thought he was talking about, you know, like you never know who's going to jump up and do something that is completely unexpected. And that's the first domino I was alluding to earlier. When that happens, it kind of shifts everything that happens thereafter. But what was most intriguing to me was the way he answered, I think it was Brad Biggs' question about the pool of players that he thought would be available to him once they were on the board. And I don't know. I've tried to read body language and energy and all that. And something about the way Ryan Poles answered that particular question gave me like these trade up vibes. And the whole time I've been like, no, the Bears can't trade up. Lately, I start to get to the place where I said, okay, if Mason Graham slides to that 7-8 range, I could see them go ahead and move up for that. But something about the way he answered that question to me was just like,
Threw you off.
I don't know what it was. I can't really pinpoint it. I can't say it was this word, that word. It was just something about the energy that was like, he might move up.
That's the point. Yeah. It's never about what they're actually saying.
Yeah, no.
It's about how they talk around it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the voice of Herb Howard. He is the Bears beat reporter for the Bigs, joining us here on the midday show on the Score. That's Layla Rahimi. I'm Marshall Harris, and we're honored to have Herb in studio to get those real life vibes.
Pleasure is all mine.
And the other thing I'm looking at is, as you look around at other teams' needs, do you feel like we've been able to calibrate a general sense of what the teams picking 1 through 9 are after?
It's a good question. I think to a degree, right? You talk about those first three, probably. And if I'm Cleveland, I love Travis Hunter. He's phenomenal. But the idea of just putting Abdul Carter on the opposite edge of Myles Garrett to me is just like, just do that. Like,
terrifying.
Just do that, man. Like, we don't got to figure out if we're going to play Travis Hunter, offense and defense, how many snaps. That dude from Penn State, put him on the other side of Myles Garrett, and then we don't even need to score anymore. Like, don't matter who plays quarterback in Cleveland no more. Like that's what I would do. But either way, I think, you know, those three, we kind of have some sense of how that's going to go. But then what does Jacksonville do at 5? Who are the Patriots targeting before that? Those things we really don't know. And it's going to be that first thing that kind of surprises everybody that's going to say, whoa, this thing just opened up in a way that maybe we didn't expect.
Well, and that's the part of it that is really compelling about the teams that are in front of the Bears. You have an idea of what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they did in free agency. So then it becomes, are you drafting for your biggest need available?
Yeah.
Or are they drafting for who they think is the best? And it's just what you talked about. All these teams have major holes.
Yep.
So therefore, what is the end game here for them? Yeah, and that's what makes this, I think, such a wild card is you can play out a bunch of scenarios where you're kind of going to know who you want at 10. It's if somebody trades up, yeah, or somebody gets aggressive. Like, the Saints, to me, are such a question mark in all of this, given their quarterback situation, yeah, with Derek Carr.
Yeah, if they choose to go quarterback there, if they choose to say, we want Shadur, or, hey, Jackson Dart played right up the street, we know a lot about him, we really like that kid, and they take him there, again, that's just another dart that's kind of thrown in there that kind of shifts what can then happen for the Bears at 10 and then everybody else behind them. I look at what the Bears have done so far in this offseason, and I really like the moves, but they all still come with some questions or some little caveats to say, okay, well, Joe Tooney's going to be here for how long?
Well, didn't he say in the press conference that Joe Tooney, that's somebody they want to extend?
Yeah, that's something.
That was more clear than anything else we got out of that,
yeah,
press conference.
Yeah, that's about it.
It's going to be wild or it's going to be crazy. I forget,
yeah,
which one.
Yeah.
And
wild.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
he did
the
say
mirrors
wild.
And the smoke, except for that.
Right.
I actually liked that Ryan Pohl said that, but the actual important thing was the Joe Tooney piece.
Yeah, you figure out, like, okay, well, how long is he going to be here? Do you start to replenish the interior of the offensive line, at least for that next generation, start that pipeline up again? What about Grady Jarrett on the other side of the ball? Same thing. What about Dio Odengbo? We don't really know. We're gambling on that, and they paid a pretty nice penny for that ticket, right? But we don't know that they can cash that ticket in.
So
this segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
It is a gamble, but there's no confusion as to how they plan to utilize Dio Odengbo, because he's a big part of the plan, because look at the money they gave him.
Right, and he fits. He fits what Coach Allen wants to do, right? We understand that DA likes those types of DNs. They're tall, they're long, they can move up and down the defensive line. He fits, right? And I think going back to what Ryan Post had said earlier this offseason, when he says, you know, when the vision is clear, you can be aggressive. And I think for the first time in a long time, the Bears have a clear vision of what they want to do. I'm not sitting here telling you that's going to come to pass. I'm not saying it's going to work, but they have a clear vision of what they want to do, and that's the first step towards being successful.
Well, and also, I think about this quote from Courtney Cronin yesterday. She passed this along. Mickey Loomis told reporters today that the team does not have clarity. The Saints, Loomis is the Saints GM, does not have clarity on Derek Carr's shoulder injury.
That sounds pretty clear.
She goes, that's an absolute absurd statement for a general manager to make. She's right. Having clarity on injuries affecting the most important positions on your quarterback or on your roster is your number one job. And if you're lying or withholding, why? And then she says, what a dumpster. But that seems to me to be the case. You're probably withholding. You, yeah, mean to tell me there's not a doctor and a 5-state radius that can't? Come on. That's just not true.
It could be that the player has a different medical opinion coming to him from his own people than the team does, and that's why there's no clarity.
No, they're doing it to be sneaky in the draft. The funniest part is, do you know who sponsors the Saints press conferences?
No.
Ochsner Health. a hospital system. And you're up there saying, so he's got them in the background.
We don't know what's up with your shoulder, man.
Saying this over his shoulder. It's like, man, you know.
Yeah, y'all done the scans, the MRIs. I've done all the tests. Whatever is going on with his shoulder, you all know what it is. Now, if you know how long it's going to take or whatever, maybe, maybe not. But you know what it is he's dealing with.
The only reason I think that might be a question is if they have to do exploratory surgery.
Sure.
Yeah. Which is never good, by the way. The fact that you have to go to that depth to figure out what's wrong, that's never good.
They had a quarterback there that came in with the shoulder issue, and it worked out pretty well for them.
Oh, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew.
And he wasn't tall either.
Was not tall.
Was not tall.
To say the very least.
Could not move and was not tall.
Right. But yet still won games.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.